Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Bunch of Texans met with the media today. We'll be sprinkling in audio throughout the show. Tyrann Mathieu, I think a lot of people, if you listed the Texans who people are most anxious to hear from early on here as they get underway with offseason workouts over at NRG Stadium. Tyrann Mathieu, who expresses a lot of things on Twitter, but we love hearing his voice as well, express these thoughts. Dez Bryant is available, and Tyrann Mathieu is one of a handful of players who has been in Dez Bryant's ear trying to get him to become a Houston Texan. Here is Tyrann Mathieu on recruiting Dez.
I know Dez on a personal level, and, you know, I think anytime, you know, a guy goes through that and, you know, obviously we understand how much he puts into the game of football. You just want that person to feel like he's wanted again. And, that's what we ultimately tried to do. That's what I tried to do. And I think I messaged him last night as well, still trying to get him here. But, you know, he's a good guy. He's a good football player. And, ultimately I'm just wishing him the best.
One more on recruiting Dez Bryant. This one from fellow wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins.
I love Dez. I looked up to Dez when I was in college. You know, when he was at Oklahoma State, I used to watch him, watch his highlights, because, you know, we kind of measure similarly, I would say. He's a little bigger than me, you know, but our height, our body type is, it's almost similar in our style of play. So I used to watch him a lot, actually, when I was in college, and I was in high school as well. I knew about Dez Bryant, so I've always been a fan of his, you know. So once I seen that the Cowboys dropped him, you know, why not, you know, reach out to a guy that I know still can help a team win.
I will say this, you know, I don't know if Brian Gain or Bill O'Brien have been talking to Tyrann Mathieu or DeAndre Hopkins. I don't know what their thoughts are on bringing in Dez Bryant. We'll see. I will say this, if I were a betting man, I would bet that if Dez is looking at all the different situations, he looks at the Texans among the one or two most favorable situations for him, like personally, being from Texas, getting all this love from the star players on that team. It's a team that I think is set up to be certainly much better this coming season than they were last year. I think they can be a playoff team again, and who knows, in the AFC, maybe make a run at a Super Bowl. I think if Dez is stacking the situations and evaluating it based on everything, he's got to be looking at this situation really, really favorably. I just don't know if the Texans are giving him that mutual admiration.
Yeah, I feel like with Deshaun Watson, things are going to be maybe potentially a little bit different. There's just a feeling that I have where a guy like Dez Bryant will come here, play with Deshaun, kind of just, you know, fall in line and want to do, you know, I don't know, behave, fall in line, do what he has to do because he just wants to be part of something, I think, that could be potentially special going on with Deshaun Watson. And that maybe, if that's his mindset, that Bill O'Brien would be willing to kind of, I don't know, think outside the box and let a guy that maybe has had a history with being a diva and having issues, that maybe you can bring him in here and he'll fall in line and can be a huge contributor for you.
Look, and you keep seeing teams listed and whether they'd be good fits, and the money is always mentioned. If Dez Bryant is a man of his word, part of that interview with our sister station in Dallas yesterday, 105.3, he claimed money was, you know, that he was asked about looking for market value, and he pretty strongly denied that would be required for him to sign somewhere.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty wide open.
Yeah, I'm more curious what teams are thinking about Dez, not so much from a money standpoint, but just how much they want to, like how long they want to lock in with Dez for. You know, is a team ready to make, you know, a 3-year commitment to him, or are all the teams looking at him going, you know what, let's bring him in here on a 1-year prove it kind of deal? And Dez may want a 1-year prove it kind of deal. If he feels like there's still something in the tank and that his last three seasons had more to do with his situation than it did with his own skills declining, I think it's probably, it's always a combination. I think his skills have declined.
Unless we're talking about, you know, some pretty significant incentives to go beyond 1 year, that the guarantees maybe don't extend beyond 1 year.
Yeah.
Before Deshaun Watson, I would never want to maybe bring in a guy like Dez Bryant. For just because I don't jive with guys that are high maintenance like that. But I just feel like with Deshaun Watson, that guys will fall in line, that they are going to just, you know, maybe whatever they've been at in the past on other teams, they come here and they'll buy in to what's going on here. So that's kind of why I feel that way about Dez now, when I wouldn't feel that way if Deshaun Watson wasn't
here. It really is about the quarterback as much as anything else. You heard about Goff with the Rams, Brady with the Patriots, and, you know, others where there's a good quarterback situation. And he's got the luxury, I guess, to sort of pick and choose from among those that are interested. And I'm guessing there's no shortage of suitors making that phone call this week to Dez Bryant.
Yeah.
Even though there's baggage, even though there's history, even though, you know, there are some negatives to consider, in the right situation, you'd have to think that would work pretty well.
I think nearly every team should be making a phone call just to see what his camp is thinking right now, just to, you know, just to see, okay, is the price right for us? It's different for different teams. I do think this, if the Texans do wind up bringing him in, and I still am very skeptical that it'll happen, but the odds makers are really high on it happening. Jimmy Shapiro sends an email out today that has the Texans 4-1 behind the Ravens. The Ravens are the only team with shorter odds. So this is with several days to sort of process this. The Texans are still very well thought of, at least in that community, to be a landing spot for Dez Bryant. I think it'll tell you a lot about what Bill O'Brien and Brian Gain think about how close they are to actually, you know, getting and possibly making a Super Bowl run this season. Because Dez, to me, is a piece that you go get that if you feel like, okay, we're pretty close, we could use another, boy, if we just had one more offensive threat, that would be really, really nice. You know, and so that's just my thinking. But I feel like that's the type of piece that Dez is. And if the Texans were to pull the trigger on something like that, then maybe it's a tell that Gain and O'Brien feel like, you know, we get all these healthy guys back now and we get Watson under center and we're in the AFC where it's not nearly as daunting as the NFC, where there's a ton of great quarterbacks. I know you got to get through the Patriots, but still, you know, it's a much, much easier task, I think, navigating the AFC than the NFC.
You know what? Who knows, guys? I mean, they're going to have potentially, I think, four new stars on the offensive line. All right, as bad as the offensive line was last year, you never know. These four guys could all of a sudden figure it out. It could be a good offensive line with a, you know, great quarterback who's got, you know, it's a year under his belt. You know, the tight end position is a little bit still up in the air, but with Bruce Ellington maybe at the slot and Dez, and, you know, all of a sudden you might have something. And what would you guys be willing to give Dez as a contract? If you're the Houston Texans, what would you feel comfortable giving Dez Bryant?
The same deal you gave Tyrann Mathieu.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Exactly the same deal.
A one-year guarantee of a little less than $10 million, somewhere in the ballpark of $7 or $8
million. I would do it. I would do that and see if he'd be willing to do a one-year deal. It, like you said, part of it is, you know what, maybe he just will say, you know, I want to prove myself. Do 1 year and then go out and get more money next year, man.
Yeah.
I don't think people are going to give him a multi-year deal.
No, I don't think so either. I think the league is all, they're all looking at him as a one-year kind of stopgap thing. And if he does well, then maybe they re-sign him after that.
A question on the DWIattorney.com text page asked, wondering if Brandon Whedon was a teammate of Dez Bryant's at Oklahoma State. And I checked, and they did overlap 2 years, but in those 2 years, Whedon was behind Zach Robinson.
Zach Robinson was the starter back then.
But they were teammates for 2 years.
Okay, well, maybe Brandon Whedon will start tweeting at him to come here. We'll see.
There you go.
Tyrann Mathieu and DeAndre Hopkins were also both asked about Texans owner Bob McNair and his comments. I think, Mathieu, this is new audio. Like, well, I don't think anybody's asked Mathieu yet. I don't think they asked him at his introductory press conference about that, if I'm not mistaken. Here is Tyrann Mathieu when asked about Bob McNair.
I've had a chance to sit down with him and talk with him, and, you know, I think he's a great man. And, you know, he signed me here to play football. And so that's my focus. I haven't really, you know, thought much about that.
That being the comments Bob McNair made at that owners and players meeting last year. I know Tyrann Mathieu went on to say that didn't affect his decision-making process at all. DeAndre Hopkins, we all remember, was absent at practice the day that those comments became public.
Mm-hmm.
And he was asked about Bob McNair.
I don't really look into stuff like that or politics. You know, I just come out and do my job, help this team win. You know, Bob is a great guy. So, you know, I can never say anything bad about him.
Okay, so that's – now, look, my feeling on that – and by the way, we'll have the full audio later, but DeAndre Hopkins went on to – they pressed him on, well, what about missing practice that day? And he said something to the effect of, I had personal issues that I was attending to that day.
A little surprised to hear that.
And for those who don't remember, it was after Mr. McNair's comments came out. He boycotted the team for a day, and that next game, a lot of players knelt during the national
at Seattle,
anthem.
My feeling on these comments like this is, I think for a lot of players – the hay is kind of in the barn with Bob McNair. Maybe not Texan players, but certainly players around the league, right or wrong, whether you agree or disagree with the players. I think they are pretty dead set in what they think of Bob McNair. So I don't know that comments like that change anybody's mind out there outside of the city of Houston or even in the city, in that locker room. But it can't hurt, I guess, if you're Bob McNair.
No.
You know, the Tyrone Matthew says positive things about you.
Rich, Sean, I like the fact that these guys are having his back because, look, there might be a feeling out there with guys that that Bob McNair's toxic and they don't want to come play for the guy. And so when you have guys of that ilk saying those positive things, I think it's a good thing.
Respected guys.
Yep, exactly.
Yep. All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.